Episode 1507, How Do You See Yourself?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. It's time to think about how do you see yourself when it comes to success. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much of your life are you trying to keep up, trying to prove you're enough? How do you see yourself? Success has so many different facets, so many different factors. Accomplishments comes in all shapes and sizes. It looks different on all of us. So, how do you see yourself? What did you see yourself when you looked at yourself in the mirror this morning? What was that reflection? In life, we live in a culture that feeds our mindset that we are missing something. We're always in need of something more. We have the tendency to pursue the expectations others have on us. It starts when we're just little ones, unfortunately. Your success is dependent on reaching your goals, not settling for second best, but always going for more than. Are you striving to be the person trying to fit the mold of the success mindset? Always aiming for better than. Always aiming for more than, exceptional than, whoever you're emulating. Always chasing what you think you should have. Perfection isn't even good enough. You're not good enough until what? You fill in the blank. Is it that your bank account hits a number? You're married to a particular person? You have so many children? You own your own business? What is it for you? You're not good enough until you do what? Until you achieve what? The pressure of success mindset can be so great that it leads to staying stuck in your dream. You can't move forward. In fact, it even pushes you backwards. It leads to losing all of those that you care for in the pursuit of success. Whether you reach it or not, you lose everything that you've been given, all those blessings. And continually in search for what? More and more and more and more. It's the be-all, do-all mindset. I can do it all. I can be it all, no matter what it is. All at the same time, I got this. I'm beyond Wonder Woman. And sometimes I'm beyond God. Now, success isn't bad. It's more of how you are doing it, how you're chasing it, how you're living it. What does success look like for you? How are you living out success? Is it completely absorbing your heart to where you're ready to leave behind those you love? What if you could reimagine and reframe success where it didn't detract away from your worth, but added to your significance? You got it. Reframe success to a significance mindset. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Reframe success to a significance mindset. Now, did you know that you were already created for more? So why are you out there searching for more and more and more? God sees you as His own. He claims you. You are worthy. You are treasured. You are loved. So how do you see yourself from the perspective of the significance mindset? I want you to remove yourself from success and look at it from significance. Well, number one, when you see yourself with significance, it protects you from what? The comparison trap. Most of us compare. And when we compare up. What do I mean by that? Well, when you compare up, it's not saying, oh, well, look at her. She hasn't yet come and she can't do what I've got. Oh, no, no, no. We're looking at the one who's been doing what we want. And they're already doing it and they've been doing it and they're successful at it and they're incredible. And you're looking at them going, I just wish I could be there. I so should be there. If I wouldn't have done this, this, or this, I would be there. Mm-hmm. That conversation sounds all too familiar. Most of us compare up. Then we have this total influx of what? Social media, 24/7, 365, that fuels what? Comparison. All these highlight reels, oh, they look awesome. You want to be a writer and you see your girlfriend that is writing her book already and is already having success. And you're like, but I've had this dream for 20 plus years. Where's my success? Significance says you've already reached the pinnacle. Success, you're trying to earn it. God says you don't have to earn it. You have it. Everyone is trying to convince you that you're in need of more, right? When we are living that comparison, I got to reach this level. I haven't gotten there quite yet, but if I keep striving, I'll get there. However, when you focus on how God sees you, comparison is blocked. You don't need more. You may want more, but you don't need it. I love in 2 Corinthians Chapter 10, verse 12, it says this, we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who commend themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they do not show good sense. Comparison doesn't show good sense. You were created for more. You already have more. You are worthy. When you look at significance, it buries discontentment and helps you to grow and to learn contentment. It's hard to be content. When you're in this discontentment, you're always wanting more and you're restless. You can't find that be status. Just be, breathe and be. There's a lack of inner calm. A lack of inner worth. But when you press forward and you see through God's eyes, you begin to understand that, wait a minute, I'm teachable. If I fall down, it's okay because I can learn and get back up. And I can be content with where I am, no matter the circumstances. You can see the purpose in the good and in the bad. It's knowing you are treasured. Not because of what you do, but whose you are. You are treasured. And finally, number three, it releases you from the need to impress others. Now, I get it when you're dating. You want to impress your beau, don't you? Oh, you do. You want to get all dressed up and you want to have that ooh-hoo, because you want to hear that catcall from him. You want him to claim you as yours. But the crazy thing is we continue to live our lives chasing after others. We want others to catcall us and say, hello, you are so awesome. I want to bow down before you because you are so talented. You can do nothing but awesomeness. Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it? But in reality, when we're always living up to impress others, it's exhausting. Those expectations that people set on us, oh my gosh, do you really think you're going to achieve them? Maybe you can to some degree, but in the meantime, when you're trying to reach that, it's exhausting. I know, I've lived it. It's not fun. And not only are you losing sleep and you're exhausted, but you're constantly living in survival mode, trying not to disappoint. Is that really the life you want to live? When you live not to impress, it takes what the pressure off. There's a lot of hot items out there today, kitchen appliances. And I think about pressure cookers. And when we have the pressure on, right? It's amazing. Have you ever tried to release that steam valve after you've been cooking something for 20 to 30 minutes under pressure? Now, in the olden days, using a true pressure cooker on the pot, man, it could blow, right? They were dangerous. And now they've come up with some incredible items for your kitchen countertops that these pressure cookers, man, you can cook a whole thing in one pot. It's awesome. But when you've got everything under pressure all the time and you begin to release it and you try to open it up, what happens? It just explodes. Everything goes everywhere. Whatever juice you have, you're wearing it. Your whole kitchen smells like it. But when you're slow cooking it and the pressure's off, there's something about it. It's so tender. It's so sweet. When you release yourself from the need to impress others, you're living in the significance mindset. You are loved. Do you really want to live up to everyone else's standards? Maybe you're wondering whether you are living a success mindset or a significance mindset. Well, if you're tired, in need of rest, maybe not sleeping well, always trying to prove something to yourself and to others, most likely, yeah, you're living a success mindset. How do you see yourself? Is that the mindset that you really want to continue to live out? Because if you want a quality of life and you keep living out the success mindset, you're going to be worn out before you even hit retirement. And then what will you have left to give? Not much. Think of it like this. Success mindset versus significance mindset. You've got grandiosity or authenticity. Which do you favor? Which would you rather have in your life? So how do you see yourself? This is a hard one because I know for me, I want to be successful. I want this podcast to be successful. I want Create Your Now to be successful, to reach women and men around the globe. I want to change and impact lives. So do I want success? Of course I want success, but it's how do I get there? How am I living it out? Now, I would hope that you all would say, well, Christiane, I really think that you're trying to live with significance and not success at the forefront. And I do try to do that on a daily basis. Do I get it right all the time? Oh, no, I don't. Sometimes, yes, my pride, my ego gets in the way. Sometimes comparison leads my day. But I have to stop for a moment. I have to catch myself. And I have to ask myself, yes, looking in the mirror going, woman, how do you see yourself? What do you see? No, it's not those wrinkles. No, it's not the gray hair. Yes, I cannot wait till my Madison Reed comes in so I can color my hair. But yes, I need something different. And it's not about success. It's about significance. And it's about seeing myself through God's eyes. I will not ever have all the answers right in my lifetime. Because if so, then I would be labeled God. But that's not my label. That's not my superpower to carry. And I believe a lot of us try to carry the success superpower. I did it for many years. I'm a mom of five. I'm the director and founder of Praise Kids. I'm an incredible wife. I'm an incredible homemaker. I'm an incredible homeschool teacher. I'm an incredible teacher in the classroom. I'm this, that, and the other. I am, I am, I am. That all sounds great, but what does it really mean? Now, ultimately, I wasn't trying to live those out because of my achievement for success and my striving for success. Driving myself there, even though did I enjoy success? Did I love the applause? Of course I did. Who doesn't want applause? Who doesn't want to have people say, great job, keep it up. You're incredible at this. You're talented. We all want to hear that. But at some point, it breaks you. Because what you see as significance in your life is not what God sees as significance in his life. So you have to choose. The success mindset, which I believe is an earthly mindset. But when you look at it from significance mindset, it's the heavenly mindset. The authenticity, not the grandiosity. We don't need to impress all the time. Why? Because you are worthy. You are treasured. You are loved. How do you see yourself? How do you want to see yourself? If you have those questions, that is fantastic. I want you to click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Action ignites motivation. If your heart is telling you, come on, you need to start taking some action here. You feel this gut nudge of saying, come on, girl, what's taking you so long? This is your chance. This is your opportunity. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I want to follow up with you. Let's set up a call for you and I to chat. Let's talk about the significance mindset, where you want to go in your life, and what does that look like, and how can you get there? What are some steps and tools and strategies you can use? I look forward to hearing from you. How do you want to live your life, your everyday life? That's ultimately the question. Do you want to live it exhausted, tired, burned out, frustrated and flustered, mad and angry, just downright crabby all the time? And no, don't use the excuse that it's Monday. Don't use the excuse that I'm on my period. Aunt Flo has since visited me. No, drop it all. I don't want to hear that. Come on, get real. You are created for more, on purpose, for a purpose. How do you want to live your every day? That's the question that you need to answer. Chew on it today, because you know what? You matter. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous, beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.